Welcome to Sawtooth Mountain Clinic's topic of the month. This month, we'll be talking about birth control and menopause. Steps on life's path. In this world, nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes. Benjamin Franklin. Sorry, Ben. We need to add a couple of certainties to that list. Most folks will definitely have to make decisions about birth control. And half of all people are guaranteed to go through menopause. So let's cover some birth control basics. Also called contraception or family planning, birth control refers to different ways of preventing pregnancy. There are many methods from which to choose, and it can get confusing. There's a link in the written version of this newsletter that will take you to a website where you can explore those different options. And please, always feel free to run any questions by your Sawtooth Mountain Clinic provider. They can help you decide what would work best, and in most cases, whichever method you choose can be started or prescribed right there in the exam room. One type is called emergency contraception. Either as pills or an intrauterine device, an IUD, emergency contraception reduces the chances of pregnancy occurring after unprotected sex or if other methods fail, such as a condom breaks or pills get forgotten. It can't end an existing pregnancy. It can only prevent a pregnancy from happening. Emergency contraception is available at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic Pharmacy. Just ask for Plan B. There's also hormonal contraception. This type of birth control includes short-term reversible methods, such as the pill, the patch, or vaginal ring, and long-term reversible methods, such as the IUD, injectable, and implants. These prevent ovulation by controlling levels of hormones, estrogen and progesterone, and by causing other bodily changes that decrease the chances of pregnancy. There's also non-hormonal contraception. This category includes barrier methods, such as external and internal condoms, the sponge, cervical cap, diaphragm, spermicide, and IUDs. And it also includes sterilization, which is vasectomies or tubal ligation. These options either create a physical barrier between sperm and egg, change the chemistry of the reproductive tract, or a combination of both. Condoms are available at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic Pharmacy, and free condoms can be found in the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic restrooms. There are also other methods, such as fertility awareness-based methods, lactational amenorrhea method, or LAM, withdrawal, and abstinence. These methods rely on tracking observations about someone's body and menstrual cycle, or behavioral practices. They also somewhat reduce the likelihood of pregnancy, but they can't be defined as contraception. Because there are so many myths out there about birth control, let's cover some birth control truths. 1. Birth control won't impact your ability to have children later on. Birth control doesn't impact fertility, but sexually transmitted infections sure do. Doubling up by using condoms and another method helps prevent both pregnancy and STIs. 2, IUDs can be used whether you've had children or not. In fact, they can be a great choice for young people because they're very effective, long-lasting, like up to 10 years, and they're completely reversible. 3, birth control is not linked to cancer in any way. Actually, some options, such as the patch, the ring, and IUD, reduce the risk of ovarian and uterine cancer. If you'd like to see 20 more myths get busted, just use the link that's found in the written version of this newsletter. So, what about birth control for trans and non-binary people? No matter where someone falls on the gender spectrum, if you're able to get pregnant or cause someone to become pregnant, having a reproductive life plan is important. Trans people need to keep in mind that gender-affirming hormone therapy is only designed to help align sex characteristics with gender identity. It doesn't function as birth control and shouldn't be relied upon to prevent pregnancy. Any contraception that's available for cisgender people will work for non-binary and trans people too, but some might work better than others, depending on other medications that are being taken. If you don't have any pre-existing risk factors, contraceptive choices mostly come down to personal preference and goals. If you've got questions about birth control, reach out to the providers at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. They can help clear up any confusion and get you started on your next best steps. For everyone that can become pregnant, there eventually comes a point when birth control is no longer needed. Menopause is the signal that that time has begun. Menopause isn't a disease or disorder. It's just one of the many transitions that are part of life. Technically, menopause happens 12 months after a person's last period. In the U.S., the average age for menopause is 52, but it can be later or earlier. Earlier menopause can be brought about by having had chemotherapy, having one's ovaries removed, smoking, or if someone's never had children. Perimenopause, also called the menopausal transition, is the years leading up to menopause, and it often begins between the ages of 45 and 55. It usually lasts about 7 years, but can last as long as 14. This transition is triggered when the ovaries start producing less of the hormones estrogen and progesterone. During this time, the amounts of hormones they produce can fluctuate, causing the symptoms of menopause to fluctuate too. One of the first signs of approaching menopause may be irregular periods. They might be shorter, longer, lighter, heavier, or skipped altogether and then start again. Contact your healthcare provider if they happen very close together, are very heavy, last more than a week, or resume after being gone for more than a year. Vaginal bleeding after menopause can be a sign of a serious health problem. If you don't want to become pregnant, it's important to continue using birth control during perimenopause. Ovulation may be irregular during this time, but it's still happening off and on. There's just no predicting when it will occur. The hormone levels of transgender women are controlled to a greater extent by exogenous hormones. That means hormones from outside the body. If those levels of hormones have reason to fluctuate, then transgender women can experience symptoms of menopause, just like cisgender women do. Let's talk about managing menopausal symptoms. Some people don't notice very many menopausal symptoms, while other people struggle with them. Here's a partial list and some tips for managing them. Number one, hot flashes. It helps to dress in layers, avoid alcohol, caffeine, and spicy foods. If you smoke, quitting is always a good idea. Supplemental hormones can help, but there are caveats. Your healthcare provider can help you weigh the pros and cons. Be cautious of natural remedies, because supplements aren't regulated for safety or effectiveness. Number 2, trouble sleeping. Improving your sleep hygiene can help. Watch out for alcohol and caffeine. They can both lead to low quality, fractured sleep. Number 3, pain during sex. Vaginal dryness or irritation is more common after menopause. Over-the-counter lubricants can help, or your doctor may prescribe low-dose, localized prescription hormones. While you may not have to worry about pregnancy after menopause, getting sexually transmitted infections is still possible. If you're in a non-monogamous relationship, it's important to continue to protect yourself. Number 4, depression, moodiness, or irritability. This phase of life usually has lots of other changes piled on top of menopause, and when they're all combined, it can be a heavy load. Talk with your provider or one of the therapists at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic about options for improving your mental well-being. Number 5. Other physical or mental changes, such as bladder control, weight gain, memory issues. Here are 3 tips for these and all menopause changes. Keep moving. Physical activity can help even out many of the bumps on the road through the menopause transition. It helps maintain muscle mass, strengthens bones, boosts mood, reduces the risk of cancer and other diseases, and helps prevent weight gain. Increasing abdominal fat can be especially troublesome during this time, but physical activity can help. Fuel wisely. Aim for a Mediterranean-style diet. Vegetables, fruit, legumes, whole grains, olive oil, nuts and seeds, herbs and spices, some fish and seafood, moderate dairy or dairy replacements, and a limited amount or even no meat. This type of diet provides plenty of protein to preserve muscle mass, healthy fats, bone-building calcium, complex carbohydrates, and fiber to keep your gut microbiome healthy. And lastly, remember, you don't have to go this alone. The providers at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic are here for you with suggestions and support. Just call 218-387-2330 to make an appointment. Thank you so much for listening to the audio version of this month's Topic of the Month. If you'd like to learn more, you can always go to our website, www.sawtoothmountainclinic.org, and visit our Topic of the Month page. There you'll find our entire library, and by going into the individual topics of the month, you can find all of the resources that were used in writing them. Take care, and remember, at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, we're together through life.